Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
All right, everyone, welcome back. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam. I hope you are well. Now, today we're going to take callers, as usual, with a single question on any part of their lives or topic that they choose. Remember, we're going to keep all of the questions appropriate and, for the show here. Once more, for private sessions, please don't forget to visit our website at merlinsstaff.com. That is merlinsstaff.com. And we will take our first callers momentarily, but first a message from our sponsor. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our first caller for today. The first caller for today is going to be area code 307. First three digits are going to be 371. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Alyssa, and I'm calling from Wyoming. And my question is about my life in general, like getting a job, and do you see me getting a job and getting some stability anytime soon?
Actually, I'm feeling April 15th to April 20th is going to be the best time for you to get a job. That's about the timeline that I'm getting where you're going to have a call and an offer on the table. Okay. The job you acquire may only be a segue into something larger down the road, but it will be sufficient for you to pay your bills, maybe live a little bit more comfortably. Okay. Don't quite see what you're doing, but I feel that you're on the right track when it comes to what you're looking for.
Okay. All righty. And thank you.
Have a good day. See what they do is we have to mute this one now. Okay, so we're going to go to our next caller now. Next caller today is area code 216. First three digits are 650. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Sharon from Ohio. Hi. Thank you for hearing
my
call.
Hi, Sharon. No problem. How can I help you today?
My job. Career. I love my job. I changed careers last year. I have a couple of sharks around me. What do you see around that?
A couple of what?
Sharks.
Well,
I've learned my job.
The one I'm most concerned about is the female. Who's that one?
Yeah, her name is... It starts with a J. She gives me such a hard time.
Okay. So this one and then the other one. I don't feel your job actually at jeopardy, but I feel like they definitely like to make chaos there. Your best bet is not to feed into that chaos, okay? What they're looking for ultimately is attention. They're looking for validation, okay?
Okay.
If you deny them that validation, you deny them that attention, you deny them the ability to get under your skin, they will end it and they'll move on to something else. Because at the end of the day, when you're feeding into what they're looking for, if they trigger you, they're going to keep doing that, okay? But if they don't trigger you, they're not getting from you what they want. Change the approach and you'll be fine.
I know, and I love my job. I'm not going to get fired, am I? No.
No, I just told you, your job is predominantly safe, okay? I don't see
I
your job really at jeopardy here.
Just play the game.
Well, don't even play the game. That's my point. Don't play the game.
Okay.
If you play the game, they keep doing what they're doing. If you don't play the game and you just do what you're hired to do, then you're going to be okay.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh, Sam. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye. All right, next caller now is going to be, we don't usually do this, but we've been having some luck with it lately. We're going to do the 111 number. Hello, caller, you are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Thank you, Reverend, very much. Blessing and Colorado, Vanessa.
Yes, blessings. Welcome. How can we help you today?
That's awesome. Thank you. I have a question, please. So I just want to know, concerning this person, this man, starts with the letter R, he's on the left side, and, you know, he said other things, including a sick mom, but he's still there, and just, do you see him or the female next door leaving? Yeah, because, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're still having issues with that situation?
Yeah, they're trying, but thank God for protection and I know spirit, life, higher truth, and something, you know. Thank God for that, but I know I spoke to you months ago about it, many, many months, and welcome back to the show. He's still breathing. And I did find out the witch, and it's not right, but I asked, stop, don't come over here anymore, I hope.
Yeah. Okay,
oh
so here's
God.
What we're going to have to do in this case, okay? I need you to reach out to me privately. I think it's time to really get the professional help with this to make this situation move, because you're not dealing with normal individuals. You're dealing with people that are possessed by demonic influence. You
Let me
understand?
Ask you a question. Yes. There's a remedy that if used, is it okay to do that? They told me that the other one told me it's grave. Would I be safe to do that, to remove?
I don't suggest you do that work right now, okay? That work is actually, I mean, when it's done correctly, it's okay. But when done incorrectly and by an unskilled hand, can really come back to bite you in the behind, okay? I suggest you reach out for my professional services. I know you're trying to save a penny here or save whatever you can, but at some point you are going to need professional services, because this cannot be handled by honestly, you have some skill when it comes to this kind of work and spiritual warfare, but you really need a warrior behind you, and I can only suggest myself. Now, if you know somebody else, great. If you want to go with someone else, that's okay too. But I really suggest you reach out. We're not just dealing with your average individuals here.
Okay.
And I really don't suggest you work with the resting places when it comes to removing these people, because you're going about using very dangerous spirit energy when you do that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So just reach out to me. Do you have a pen and paper? I'm going to give you my number.
Okay, I do have a paper. What is it?
Okay, my number is 443-319-3366. Now,
okay.
I know the last three digits of my number. I do not like them whatsoever because of what they equal if you put the threes together. But it's the one number I have that's easy to remember, and every one of my clients has it. So, you know, I'm trying to get a new number and switch everybody over eventually. I want all sevens, to be honest with you. But use that. Get in touch with me after the show, and we'll figure about getting you set up, okay?
Okay,
thank
Reverend.
You. Have you put the salt in the windows in the doorway?
Have I put what? Salt?
Yeah, have you added salt to your home yet?
No.
Okay. You're going to want to put salt in the doors and the windows, just regular table salt or sea salt, okay? That is going to help add a even stronger protective barrier, and I suggest you use St. Michael's prayer every single day.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
I have a lot of salt. Thank you, Reverend.
Wonderful. You're welcome. All right, we're going to go to our next caller now. Next caller is going to be 16. First three digits are 288. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Jessica from Kansas. I have a question regarding career. I have two jobs, one that I'm supposed to start on Monday, but I'm not necessarily feeling that one very much. And then I have an interview, a second round interview for another one on Tuesday. And that's the one I really want. And I just don't know what
to do. I think you're going to get an offer from the first one that you're really not feeling. But here's my advice, okay? Because I think you're going to get an offer from both of them. The one you really want may not be the offer that you want, but it'll definitely be a starting point and lead you to what you are looking for with them, okay? I want you to walk into both of these interviews with confidence. I want you to put the same effort to both interviews, okay? The reason
well,
you
the first
have...
One of them is not an interview. One of them is already guaranteed, and they want me to start Monday. And the second one is... Yeah,
so
and I got
you
a
have
second
one
interview
on the table already. Okay, and then the
yeah,
second
and
one.
And then the second one they do two round interviews, and I made it to the second round, and the guy seems like he's really interested in.
Okay.
Hiring
so,
me.
My real advice to you, honey, is go with your heart. Stop thinking in the mind, okay? Because we all do that. Let's go with the heart. Ask yourself, ask your inner heart, ask your inner gut, what do you feel you need to do? Which one do you want to go with, okay? Obviously, you really want to go with the other one, but ask yourself, okay, what should I do? Because this first one, I don't think you're going to be happy. I really don't think you're going to be happy there, and I think it'll be a dead situation, okay? So I really suggest you... that you go more with the second one. I think the interview will go great. But in the meantime, what you could do, long as you're not locked into a contract with the first one, to be safe, and a lot of people would do this, is you take the job that's on the table now, but if the better one works out, you leave the first one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Long as you're not locked in to be on contract for so long without a way of wiggling out, you know, because some companies are doing that now.
Yeah.
I
definitely really want the second one. It's higher pay. It's the pay I'm looking for right now. It's what I used to do. So I'm familiar with it. And my first interview went really great. So
yeah, walk into it with the utmost confidence. Okay.
Okay.
There is nothing wrong with you. There is nothing for them to find that's bad. Just go with it.
Thank you. And is there anything else you see coming up for me?
Sorry, we're only doing one real question per caller today.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay, next caller today is 225. First three digits are 281. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Kim from Louisiana, and I just wonder if you see a reconciliation or my ex reaching out to me.
Okay, Kim. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I do see the ex reaching out to you. It feels like there's a little bit of work behind this on both sides. Let me see here. Have you removed or done any cleansings on yourself? Have you removed any negative energy from the generational stuff yet?
No, I have not.
Okay. Have you done anything to remove anything that would be placed on the situation negatively?
No.
Okay. I do suggest you do some cleansing work to begin with. You might want to do a salt bath. I'm feeling like, yes, there's communication issues going on. There's a lot of mundane issues within this. There's their ego in the way, kind of. But what we have here is also a spiritual problem. It's not just a mental or emotional problem, but there's a spiritual problem to this one. So what you're going to want to do is do a salt bath. Those are easily done. You just take a little bit of salt, like a quarter cup of table salt or sea salt, finely coarse, and you put that into the bath water, a full bathtub of warm water. If you wanted to, you could add a few drops of rosemary essential oil to that bath water. That would be very good for you. Long as you're not pregnant or trying to become pregnant, I suggest using the rosemary. If you are pregnant, okay. And I'm not saying you are, don't use rosemary. That goes for everybody out there listening. Go ahead and do that. That's going to cleanse out the situation. Yes, it's going to help cleanse out some of the situation. You've got a stronger work there that needs to be professionally removed. So that's going to help start changing things around. They're going to reach out, but it feels more like a closure situation now than it does a reconciliation. I'm feeling like there's some work out there to help it reconcile, but that work is being blocked by something already existing. Okay. Have you done prayers on this one?
I have, yes.
Okay. The prayer is blocked, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not, the prayers are good, they're powerful, but they're being blocked. So I suggest you start using the protective prayers and the Psalms 91 and 23. Okay?
Okay.
All right. It is possible to turn it around, but remember, sometimes people are so overshadowed by their own inner demons, they can't see the trees through the woods. There is definitely love there, but that is definitely clouded by their own insecurities. That is overshadowed by their ego. Hello?
Okay. I'm listening. Thank you.
And if you'd like, you can reach out to me at the phone number. Do you have a pen and paper?
I do, yes.
Okay. My personal work number is 443-319-3366. Okay. And don't like the last four digits, but that is what it is. Okay. Go ahead and reach out. We can take care of the situation.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
No problem. Bye-bye. All right. Next caller today is area code 347. first three digits are 463. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right in your question.
Hello, my name is Tanika. My question is, if you see me leaving my current job anytime soon, and if you see any kind of future with me and someone named Frank who currently works at the current job, I'm asking if I'm going to leave.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to restate that question again. I kind of got a little bit lost in there because it's a two-part question, and we're really trying to only do one question per caller right now.
Okay, I have feelings for someone right now. My current job, his name is Frank. I'm not really sure what is going to happen with us, what the future holds. I'm just really sad right now because it seems like we're just not even talking. And so I applied to someplace yesterday, and then they called me for an interview next week. So I'm wondering, just my head is wondering about those things, like if I'm going to be leaving and if he and I are done, I guess. Like, he works where I work now, but I just feel really sad.
Okay. Let me see here. You know, on this show, we tell you the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between. And, you know, we're not really about telling everybody what they want to hear. We tell them what they need to hear, whether it be what they want to hear or not. In this case, I'm sorry to tell you, but I feel like the whole thing was out of convenience for them. Because that's the way they're acting. It's like, oh, it's not convenient. It's not convenient. And I really don't like the energy that I get from them at this point. Honestly, you can do better and you can manifest better than that. You don't have to settle for less than what you want. They appeared to be what you wanted in the beginning, but there really is nothing there. It's a mask that they wear because ultimately there's a lot of laziness when it comes to their personal life.
Yeah.
Be honest with you, yes, there was a connection there. You felt that connection. It was very real. It was not valid. It was so totally valid. But the point is that the intelligence within the person is overshadowed by the stuff within them that they have not healed from their childhood. So, honestly, to be very frank with you, if you held in there for a few years, yeah, it'd work out. But I feel like it's not worth it at the end of the day because you're not someone that needs to settle. You can get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah, I understand. I'm just sad, but I understand.
Well, of course you're sad, but you know what? Look at it this way. It's leading out the garden. You are on a new path. You are creating a new life for yourself, one that will not fall. Because, honey, I see how many times you have fallen before. I see how many things have been out of your hands. I see every time you build, someone or something comes in and snatches it away from you, making it all fall to pieces. But that's over with. What you are building now is going to sustain and be wonderful, and you're going to be able to thrive. But you can't do that if you're holding on to old constructs and fears. You have to release that fear and know that you're not going to be alone for the rest of your life. You are going to manifest, but right now it's about working on your self-mastery and overcoming this obstacle of settling because we were taught to settle for no good reason.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah, I understand. I'm so tired. But I understand.
I know you're tired, and I know, you know, you've been going on and on for years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've been trying to help yourself for years. But ultimately, sometimes we have to get down to the nitty-gritty and really put the work in order to overcome these obstacles. Yeah, you've added so much effort over the years in your life, but now you have to do the hardest part of all. You have to let go in order to let God. Okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. And I tell you, this year, later this year, around maybe right before November. So whatever comes before that, I can't think straight right now on that. Whatever comes right before November is about the timeline that you're going to meet the right person for you. Someone that's going to be awesome. Yes, the person you're talking about today had a soul connection with you, but it was not a twin flame. I repeat, it's not a twin flame. It is only a soulmate, okay? But they're too overshadowed and too damaged.
It hurts because it's like we started out such good friends and, you know, we did have something, like you said, and now it's like he just doesn't even seem like he wants to try, and it's almost like he just uses it like convenience, like you said, like, if I could get information about other people at the job for him, like stupid stuff like that, like not even,
yeah,
you know, trying.
It's an opportunistic convenience.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm so hurt from it. Yeah.
Well, of course you're hurt, and that's natural. That's okay. You know, there's no reason why you shouldn't allow yourself to feel that and then release it. But ultimately, I think what you need to do is tell them how you feel. You're not going to be there anyway. So when you're ready to cut that off, just tell them, look, you know, this doesn't feel right. Don't walk on eggshells. Don't try and beat around the bush. Just tell them directly. How they feel is not your responsibility. It's theirs.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you. You have a great night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next caller today is area code 817. First three digits are 680. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. Yeah, my name is Jennifer, and I was just curious if I had a question if Philip was my twin flame.
Philip, okay. You know what? That came in as an affirmative right away. But why do I sense Philip as having developmental issues here?
Developmental? I'm actually not really fully in contact with him right now. Developmental in what way?
Like, okay, they're trying to heal, they're trying to evolve, but they can't get past certain triggers.
Yeah, I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
I don't
there,
know
there's certain
around.
Triggers that are really getting to them. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
He may be going through a divorce soon, possibly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that is very true. Hang in there. You know what? Not all situations are doom and gloom. I have a good feeling there's a change around on this one, and it will be coming up within the next 4 weeks.
Okay. But he is my twin flame.
Yes, that is an affirmative. It is a twin flame connection. Now, I will say this for you and all the rest of the listeners. Not every lifetime do you really end up with your twin flame. And not every lifetime does it work out. But some lifetimes do, okay? And that's a lot of people out there don't know that. A lot of people think you always end up with your twin flame in the end, every lifetime, but that's not the case.
Yeah, okay? I'm feeling that probably, and I was just curious if he was.
I got you. I know. Good soul, good heart, but overshadowed by pain. I know. It's sad, too.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times that's the case. You know, they have that communication problem. They don't communicate their feelings. They hide it behind something else that's a little bit less serious.
Yeah.
And then they end up disappearing for periods of extended amounts of time and then reappearing and then doing the same cycle over and over again. And then it's like they show passion but in a different way, and it's like, oh, Yvay, get over yourself already.
we dated over 10 years ago and just recently just started talking barely on Facebook, nothing of any significance, but I just was thinking about that and wondering if he was. So, nothing's been going on.
It's not the first time you've asked that question on a show, though.
Yeah.
Where have you asked it before?
No, I've actually, you know, I just came to the realization that he could be, I swear, about a month ago. I've known
Oh, okay.
I haven't known.
Did you ask your higher self?
At all. It almost hit me like a, oh, my gosh, he is. Oh, my gosh. You know, like that. It hit me quickly.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Yep. All right. Well, trust your intuition. It's there for a reason.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. And have a great evening. Bye-bye.
You too.
It looks like we're joined now by our co-host for today. This is Lolita. I'm going to bring you on air or try to. Hello, Loey. You there?
Yes, I'm here. Do we have that caller still on the line?
It looks like nobody else in the queue has their hand raised. So if you've called in but haven't been taken live and on air yet, but you want to ask your question, please raise your hand by pushing number one on your touch tone phone if you have not already.
Is that other caller in there still on the line? What about the twin flame?
Twin flame, no, she's gone.
Okay, that's all I came on for.
Okay, I got you. Hold on a minute. Let me see. I think she's gone. This might be her. Hold on. I think maybe we'll give it a try. All right, area code 347. First three digits are 463. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Did we just speak
Hi,
with
this
you?
Is Tamika. This is Tamika.
Oh,
yes,
hey, Tamika.
Now
no, you didn't just
Thank you.
What's your question today, Tamika?
Well, I guess if she sees it, this is being like over, and if she sees me leaving that job soon, because I was so sad yesterday. I applied to like another office within the same company, and they called me for an interview next Thursday. So, and he does. I don't even think he knows how hurt I am. Like, he just texted me on Wednesday night, and no, Thursday night, and he's like, oh, so what did I do now? Why are you giving me the silent treatment? And it's like, I don't know if he really cares. Like, I don't even know if he even cared about me or cares about me or is even hurt like I am right now that we're not talking. You know, like, it really, I'm really hurt. Like,
so are you talking about a job thing or are you talking about a relationship question?
I'm talking about someone I was in a relationship at my current job. And I was even thinking about leaving because I'm kind of hurt about it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think I heard part of it. I mean, the only thing, okay, what I was going to go on the air for when talking to that person is that always understand, like, every relationship, every person that we have a counter, you know, like a an exchange of energy with, whether it be work or be friends or partners or animals, they're in our lifetime to show us something about ourselves. And if we're not really learning from that relationship, then we really need to sit and, you know, kind of go within and figure out what is it that he was to show me at this current time. And your sadness, where does the sadness feel? How does it feel? Does it feel hurtful? Does it feel there's like a pain, not being supported, being abandoned? So which aspect of that emotion triggers you?
The hurtful and the abandoned part, because he just seems totally fine. I'm like,
so the abandonment then comes from your inner child. Remember, when you were born with a pious soul. You didn't know what emotions were. The minute mom and dad implemented whatever system that they wanted you to live in, then all of your life experiences, that's how you got to the origin of all these feelings. That's why most people are walking unconscious. In order to get to enlightenment and to have a divine being, we have to go back to that core and where it originated from. So thank that person for really looking at it and showing you that we still need to heal that aspect within yourself. So doing inner child guided meditations are very important. The reason why you feel abandoned is because that inner child of yours feels that way. You don't feel that way right now at your age. That was created long time ago. So once people realize and have their awakening that it's not about getting the partner or the job or whatever, it's about showing you and what you can do to grow as an individual. That's why people are in relationships that are lack, and they're in jobs that are not fulfilled because they're looking at it as a human not in the eyes of a human being. When you start looking at things from your third eye and a being of light, your perception of everything really changes because we're all here in this lifetime, this physical body, to only heal ourselves. And that was, I was trying to go in the aspect of twin flames. Twin flames are just mirrors of one another. You know, and when you separate, you're here to heal yourself. And that's what people are here to show one another. So if a friend tells you off and you feel a certain way, you thank them because your inner world is reflecting that. That inner child is feeling that. So go into it with like really grace and gratitude, honestly, because you have the opportunity to figure out where does this come from, what age. And the more persistent that you are to your child, because you're not being committed to yourself. Because if we were committed to yourself, we wouldn't have this many triggers. I've been on this journey for a very long time. And I can tell you, you know, to a certain extent, 90% of my core is actually depleted. You ever see Buddha put his hands on his tummy? Mm-hmm. Just sit there with contentment? That's why he's that way. He's in such peace. And our goal in life is to be at peace, not to go chase something or something or car or home or not. It's to chase what are we feeling and what did we not handle in our last lifetime. These are our karmic journeys that we all go through in this lifetime. Remember, this is Earth school, nothing else. This is, we're here, we have everything that is already planted for us, is already in your path. It's all about how are you going to see it. And remember, everything that comes to you is karma, whether it's good or bad. And this is a great opportunity to say, you know, I have the opportunity to relive in this physical body to really learn what I didn't get to learn my last lifetime. So the goal is to be in enlightenment. Maybe that's not your goal. I'm not sure. But I look forward to the world shifting that way, because the goal shouldn't be about a relationship or a car or a home or a clothes or your hair or your nails. That should not be it at all. The goal is to be at inner peace. So honor that little child of yours that's within you and start doing the inner child guided meditations, and you'll start to see things shifting. And so instead of sitting in the fact of saying not feeling abandoned, whatever, switch that perception around and say, the universe got my back. Thank you. Now let me honor myself, and honoring myself is doing those meditations. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You gotta bring
out
the divine goddess.
Cleaning out the garden. You know, obviously, this individual is not good for you and not good in your life, because they're not putting in the same emotion and the same effort you have to this situation between you.
Well,
right?
It's a mutual exchange. It's a mutual exchange, right, Adam? It's not only on one person. Like attracts like. So whatever you're vibrating
right.
on is what you attracted.
That's what
it's so about. You attracted this person. So instead of looking at it that way, you know, just look at it like, wow, I have the opportunity to look within myself and do the healing. It's not the fact that he's not good for you. You're both are not good for one another at this moment. And so thank the universe. You are always know that you are truly supported. It's how you choose to see it. If you choose to see life lack, then you're going to receive lack. But in my world, in everyone's world, the world should be beautiful, and you know, and just know that everything is here for you. You may not have what you need at this moment, but whatever is planted for you in this lifetime is there. It's all about how you get there. So instead of looking at on the ego mind, look into your heart center and really honor your path, and just know that people are going to come in and out of your life. And the more work you do within yourself, you'll see your chapters of your life changing. That's how you change your chapters of your life.
Yeah. I hear you.
Okay. Well, wonderful. We're glad that we could help you today. We're going to go ahead and move on to our next caller today. But if you want any real healing done, please reach out to us. Our contact information is on the show description page, or you can visit us at merlinstaff.com. Go to the Contact Us page, and there is all the information there as well. I do suggest you reach out for healing work as well as some private counseling. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, Loie, you going to stay on with me or you need to go?
No, I'm here.
Okay.
I'll chime in if I feel like it. Go ahead.
Okay. Next caller today will be brought on momentarily. Please don't forget to visit our new website at merlinsstaff.com. That's Merlin like the wizard, staff like the walking stick, .com. That's merlinsstaff.com. Next caller today is area code 425. First three digits are 503. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Ty. I'm calling from New York, and I had a quick question. I wanted to know what you see as far as my career.
Okay, one moment, please. Are you in an in-between space right now? Because I'm kind of seeing the crossroads. So I don't know if you're trying to leave the current position or if you have left already.
Well, I'm trying to leave. I just got here, though, but it's a little crazy. So I don't know. I'm just trying to find something else, though.
Are you like in medical field or something? I don't know why I keep hearing medical.
So I'm a medical social worker. I work in a hospital.
Okay. Adam, are you proud of me? I'm just kidding.
Yes, of course I'm proud of you.
Okay.
Wow,
so this is
connection.
What I know. I'm like, wow.
Go with
the Chloe. Okay, so what I can suggest to you is that just know that you are there to learn something from it. And I'm going to show you a little trick. As you get up tomorrow morning, when you walk into that place, I want you to really, really show that place and that environment a lot of love and how you truly, truly support it in your mind's eye and say, you know, show me what am I supposed to learn from here. Show me so I can get to my next step. You're there and you're meant. Remember, every career is put to in our place for a life lesson to learn. That's why when people job hop, they're never fulfilled. When you start chasing the paper, you will never be fulfilled. But when you start to ask the situation, what is it that you're going to learn? The better and the quicker you'll get to your divine destination. So just trust that the next position is there, but the universe is not going to give it to you until you're ready to receive it. So we have to switch that perception around right away, so that way it's like a little trick with the universe, but it's also showing us what are we supposed to learn at this moment. Please show me. And so if it's chaos, don't look at it as a chaos, because that story doesn't reflect you. And whatever somebody's showing you, again, with the other young lady I was saying, whatever feelings that you feel, whatever triggers, you have to look within and start looking at that inner child. So remember, every destination is a place for us to heal and become better. And the more I'll tell you, I come in my store and I actually sit in the center of my store. I own an ice cream shop and I'll sit there and I ask my store, what is it that we need to do today to bring in joy, happiness, and abundance? Because at the end, the soul of the store has a soul, right? And if I'm not really, are you hearing me? I'm not sure if you're hearing me.
Yeah, I'm hearing you, but I was waiting for you to finish so I can, you know, say something, but go ahead. Yeah.
No, I was wondering because I had a drop. I had like a little dead air and I wasn't sure. So I come here and talk to it every single day. And I just give it so much love. Even though it's my business, I honor the soul like I honor my own soul. And I left corporate America. And Adam will share with you, the minute I got to corporate America in 2011, three things happened to me. When I got to the door, my feet froze. I couldn't walk to my interview even. When I finally got to the second step, the computer crashed on me.
And the third thing, the job was calling me, you know, asking me to come. And I did. And then I'm finally my first fallout with my boss. So I had a little incident, but I truly surrendered. And I said, okay, you really had me here for a reason. What is it I'm supposed to learn? And 4 or 5 years later, I have grown so tremendously that it supported my spiritual journey to get to where I am at now.
Okay. So what I want to say is that you confirmed what I've been thinking. I know that this is something, a lesson for me. I know that. And so it's just hard. But it's a lesson for me, and I have to,
Don't say hard anymore. Say it's challenging. I want you to honor your physical body. Look at your body. Yes. Look at your face. Look at your mouth, right? When we say hard, we become hard, and that's not receiving vibration, is it? So when we say challenging...
I've got to jump in here for a moment, but go ahead and finish up what you're saying, Loey. We've got a demonic situation.
Okay. So when we're saying words that honor our body, then it's going to reflect and vibrate a little bit differently, okay? So just use words that are nice to you, because we are all beings alike and we're all goddess energy, right? So, And if it's challenging, I want you to start journaling when you get home or throughout your day. If somebody made you feel something, write it down. This person made me feel da-da-da-da-da-da. And when you get home at night, start talking to that child of yours. Because here's the thing. You're not going to be no good to anybody else and no job or anybody else, anywhere else if you're not good to yourself. So remember, the first 9-to-5 job is to honor those emotions that are going in within you, because they're created conditions. How man is walking, they're all created conditions by man, and they're all an illusion. The only thing that one person should feel is love and light. That's it.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead, Adam.
All right. So I'm going to step in now. That transition for you will eventually happen, but you got to listen to Lolita right now. There's definitely a lot to be learned here from your situation, okay? Second issue, the real issue why I'm stepping in now, is because we have attacks and energy that works all around us all the time, okay? Now, you work in a field where those attacks are going to happen more often than not, okay? When was your last deliverance?
What do you mean, deliverance?
Okay. When was the last time you did a spiritual cleansing to remove dark energy from yourself? I know you're very scientifically minded, but I know you're also very spiritually minded at the same time.
So I pray a lot, and so I use sage. Like, I try to do that.
Yes.
I did that tonight. You know, I just light some sage, and I pray. And light it all through my house and pray.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Are you here in Georgia?
No, I'm not in Georgia.
Okay.
Where are you at?
What state are you in?
I'm in New York.
New York, New York, huh? All right. So what we need to do is we need to get rid of some demonic attacks, okay? Prayer, to be honest with you, is very wonderful, especially done with feeling and emotion behind it, when it's done with passion, okay, or some kind of, as they say. However, what we need to do here is we need to do a stronger portion. Sage is only going to take care of surface-level negative energy. It does not get down deep. It does not do a deep scrub, okay? It's like going through the car wash drive-through versus getting a full detail. So what we need to do is, I need you to reach out to me. You are under demonic attack. I feel that there's a lot of demons around the work area that you're in, okay? Whether you're doing it there or you're doing it somewhere else, your field of choice is a very powerful field of choice, and it does a lot of light in the world. So we have more demonic attacks with that, okay? And then I feel like, yes, there's some family stuff still in the background, but you've taken care of most of that when it comes to generational curses, hexes, and jinxes, okay? Generational patterns. But you're in a place right now where you are being blocked on every level possible, and there's a few coworkers out there that are out to get you as well. This is not good, okay? You may very much be aware of those coworkers.
So, yes, I didn't know that part, but I'm very sensitive to energy, and I do know that a couple of coworkers that that work with me, I feel like they're very jealous. I don't know. I just feel
because they're possessed, honey. They're possessed. They're jealous of you, and they're possessed.
Right. So you have to really understand that no matter what, how anyone feels about you or says anything about you, that most people are walking around with some type of entities, especially not doing spiritual cleansing by a professional on a regular basis, especially if they're in the medical world, teacher world, or anything world, you know. So there's got to be a practice on that. So instead of looking at them very negative of your perception, just really look at them at love and light, because love actually only heals everything. So while you're going through that, you don't have to, you know, vibrate yourself to a lower frequency to be kind, you know, to go on their level. Just be very kind, because kindness kills. And the more you do it, the more that person that's being triggered, like that's being jealous, that's not really them. It's actually the entity within them that's speaking. So when you understand that, you come from compassion. It's like with you, right? If there's a possession in you and you may say certain things, that's not really you. And so that's why the world needs to walk around with compassion, because we don't know if anyone's, how their attachments are, if they have ancestral lineages. And that is a lot, because most people are walking in unconscious.
Okay.
Right.
I've got some kindness. Okay.
Okay, wonderful. I'm going to give you my phone number. Do you have a pen and paper?
Yeah, I got it. I'm ready.
Okay. That's 443.
Uh-huh.
319. You got that?
Yep.
3366.
Okay.
Okay. Just reach out, give me a call, and we'll get you set up. You need some removal done.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling in. No problem.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bringing on our next caller. Next caller is going to be area code 206. First three digits are 960. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please say your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Thank you. Lee from Washington State. As
yes,
we all do.
How you doing?
Excuse me?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. And you?
Good, good. What are you trying to remove right now?
Oh, the main thing.
I know, I didn't even let you ask your question. I'm tuning into you right away.
Main,
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. The main thing is not wanting to plan anything.
Well, Lita, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I can tell you why. And I can tell you why if you want to know that also.
Yes, please.
I'm tired of planning things and nothing coming.
Nothing
true.
Working out. Right? Uh-huh.
Correct. And so I call it hope.
Yeah.
I'm
okay,
tired
so.
Of hope.
Okay.
We have two blockages. One is energetic, and the other one is a spiritual problem. I'm going to let Lolita talk to you first, and then I'm going to come in and chime with you.
Okay.
Okay, So who is more masculine, mommy or daddy?
Father.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Not around?
They're both deceased.
Not, I'm not talking about now. I mean, like when you're younger.
No.
I'm sorry if I didn't ask you the question. When you were younger.
He was not.
And
he was around. And, he was around, but only like at night to sleep, and emotionally he was not there.
Okay. So the foundation really is the core of that, because the underlining issue, the common denominator, is not being truly supported. Mom had to really make sure bills were paid?
Right. She played the masculine role, but he was more masculine.
Right. That's why I had to ask, because I couldn't find the indifference on that. And so what I would do is that I'm glad that you had this aha moment, because you're right near the full moon energy, actually. And so this is a perfect time for you to really get into that inner child of not being supported and really relinquishing that. And so it's time to do some karma contract healing with dad and mom, but we got to really get to that of that not feeling supported. We need to heal that portion of that. And so that's what I am picking up, that once you release that, then everything becomes neutral. And, you know, you don't want to do a repeated pattern like mom did or even dad did. You got to really have the yin and yang, the Shiva, the Shakti, yin and yang is male and female energy. You have to have that balance in order to receive also. So right now you're also playing the masculine role. And it gets a little bit tired, because not only did you see that, you also felt that, and energetically it's in you too now. It's conditioned. It's wired in you. But the wonderful part about us soul being is that we have the ability to go backwards and really to honor that and relinquish that and heal from that. And a karma contract healing will definitely benefit you when you are ready to take your game to the next level. But that's where your foundation is from. So I suggest that you really talk to your inner child of yours, because it's hurting. It's tired. It's been tired for a very long time. I'm hearing age four.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I'll let Adam take it from here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So what we're also looking at is what's known as a generational transference of curses. There's a lot of patterns to this generational stuff with you, which is okay. That's something that Lolita just spoken to you about. You can heal with that, but the generational curse has to come off. Okay. How much did your mom really struggle?
Quite a bit, both personally and outer.
Yeah. Okay. So something was placed on your mom's side of the family a long time ago, and that was placed on the bloodline to affect anyone within the family and try and keep them in low places. It's known as the spirit of oppression, and that needs to come off of you, okay? It seems to me that everything you do for your love life, everything you do for your business, everything you do for whatever you've got to do in your life always seems to get close to working, but falls apart at the very last minute, okay? Right as you have just that tiniest glimmer of hope, it will fall apart. And that's because there is a mechanism in place to prevent you from having that success and that happiness, okay? I suggest you either see your own personal advisor or you come see me. I do a lot of work over distance and over the phone too. But I suggest you reach out nonetheless and you get some work done to remove this. Then it is time really get your healing. And Lolita will tell you, usually I don't throw somebody into healing work right away. In this case, I feel like it's very urgent to begin a healing process. So I'm going to let Lolita let you have some of the details and go from there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Lolita? Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry, my phone was unmuted.
Oh, that's fine. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, once Adam really takes care of it long distance, you definitely need to do a really clean sweep of the soul, because when you're doing any type of removal or any type of energetic stuff that's attached, we definitely suggest a quick healing of the soul of that. And then when you're ready, then we can dig into the layers of the karma contracts. But in order to see any type of movement, you definitely need to have one session after Adam does the removal for all your situations, because that's when you'll start to see expedite. Put it this way. I had a 60-year-old lady. I actually own an ice cream shop here in Georgia. I had a 60-something-year-old lady. She found out that I teach meditation here, which me and Adam do. And 2 seconds later, she vomited, like, just tell me everything, and she told me that she was raped. She was 2 seconds away of killing herself in front of me. Right away, Adam came here, did the exorcism, and then our other coworker did the soul work, and the next day she called us, and she says, thank you for saving her life. So no matter what is in us, we still need to do that soul healing, so that way you can start moving forward, because you got to heal that. If not, you're going to have a lot of imprints and scars on the soul. And you don't want to have that walking around, because then you can recreate the same story that which Adam will had to remove.
Yes, I understand.
Okay.
Okay, wonderful. Do you have a pen and paper ready?
Yes, I do.
Okay, wonderful. It seems like I'm giving this number out a lot on this show. Usually we only have to give it out a few times per show. I'm going to have you call 443.
443 319 319 3366. Okay.
3366. Okay. And that's, you don't like the last four digits, but they are what they are.
Okay, thank you, and I'll let you get on to the next caller.
Thank you, and have a great evening.
You too, guys.
God bless
you
as well. All right. So we're going to just take one last caller for the evening. I know we've got a full switchboard here, and I do apologize to those of you out there that we have not gotten to tonight. We can't really get to everyone on every show, and we always end up with a full switchboard, which is awesome. We love you guys following us. Once more, before the last call for tonight, please don't forget to check out our website at merlinstaff.com. That's Merlin like the wizard, staff like the walking stick, .com for all of your private reading needs. Our next caller today and our last caller today is area code 775-762, first three digits. Hello, caller. You are now live on your air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Wendy from California, and thank you. I asked my boss to move me to member services because that's what I was hired for about 3 weeks ago, and he's not responded yet. And then on the 14th, I stepped out my door to go to work, and all of a sudden I was face down on pavement. I don't know how I fell, but I twisted my ankle. I had x-rays today. It is not fractured, but I'm wearing two arm splints, and I saw my doctor today, and she put me off work through the 22nd, but quite frankly, I don't see how I can type wearing two arm splints. I hope that she extends my time off from work, and I also applied for a new job last Sunday for a great company in a call center. So, Adam, what do you see?
Okay, I do feel you're going to get your extension on that time off work. Spiritually, I feel that you were pushed into falling, okay? I don't feel that you weren't paying attention that day, although you do lose, you do lose sight of what you're doing from time to time. That's okay, too. But in this case, you were very attentive to what you were doing, very present in the moment. And it just so happened to be that you were spiritually pushed. There was nothing you did that made that accident happen, okay? I feel in a way that you were knocked out before you even hit the ground.
It happened so fast. I didn't even have time to be scared. And then when I realized what had happened, I got a sick feeling because I could see my right ankle at an odd angle, but quite a bit of pain, but x-ray showed no broken bones.
That's very, very interesting, okay? I suggest you begin with 3 consecutive salt baths when you can, okay? In this case, mm-hmm. Do you have anyone that's bathing you?
No, I do that myself.
Okay, I'm wondering how you're able to do that if your arms are in casts.
Oh, they're not in a cast, they're in a splint.
You can take the splint off. It's just very difficult.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I suggest you do some salt baths if you're capable of doing that, okay? Also, I do suggest that you look at it this way. There's a reason this is happening right now. You're trying to be, there's something going on, number one, that's trying to block you. And number two, you're about to make a big, huge change in your life for the better, okay? But
mm-hmm.
It's trying to force you to move forward because there's a part of you that's very much resisting this change.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand which part of that might be?
I don't know. I desperately want to leave my work environment, but I need to pay rent and buy foods, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So I want to get a new letter of employment in my hand before I leave this current employer.
Okay. So I'm feeling like the part of you that is resisting the change a little bit is the part of you that's wanting that security because obviously, you know, we can't have a house if we don't have money. We can't have food if we don't have money. You know, so the fear of the unknown really creeps in and taught that we have to have security above all else, which in some form is true. But in other forms, there's times where leaps of faith have to really be taken. I feel that everything you've been going through is way too much to begin with and has become so overwhelming that it has left you vulnerable to spiritual attack, okay? Have you been checked out for a concussion as well?
No. My head, it was miraculous that it wasn't worse than it was.
I because you have 3 wrist. Angels that look out for you. You have 3 angels that have been caring for you since day one of your life. Now, what I want to understand here is, have you been checked out for narcolepsy?
No.
Okay. You have 2 forms of narcolepsy. Now, mind you, I am not a doctor, okay? But there's narcolepsy that is biologically brought on, and then you have narcolepsy that is brought on by extreme stress. Okay, you
mm-hmm.
seem to try and channel your stress very well, but you don't do as well with it as you thought you did. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
sometimes it's because we just ignore it and we push it away, but it's really still buried in there and it just builds up and becomes a larger issue in the long run. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
I want you doing meditations. I want you doing very powerful stress relieving sessions with yourself, inner guided meditations for your inner child. You know, do things that are going to relieve stress at this moment. Then after about a week or two, I want you to reach out because I need you to spend time de-stressing, okay? The
yes.
job situations will work out for you. Whatever is meant to happen will. Know that the Lord has always looked out for you and always will. Always at the last minute, what you've needed has been provided, okay? So don't freak out.
Yeah.
Just relax. You can choose to be miserable or you can choose to be happy. It's up to you. Okay.
Right.
After 2 weeks, you reach out to me, then we take care of the spiritual issue.
All right. I think so. Did you say you do see me getting a new job soon?
I just said that it would work out for you, yes.
Well, that sounds good. And I had called you a long time ago because there was something kind of growing at the middle of my forehead just beneath the hairline. And
yeah.
You said it would go away. And I am absolutely shocked because I don't know why, but it was like I was guided to do this. All I did was just start putting my finger on it while I watched TV. And piece by piece, it started disintegrating and it just went away. And it's a miracle. I mean,
you were told to put your finger on there because you were told to give it love. Love helps to destroy whatever does not belong or sends it away with a positive energy, so to speak. You know, it's easier to heal a situation when you're focused on what it's like to be healed versus what it's like to fight what you're trying to take away or heal. You know, if you're focused on the disease is not going to heal. But if you focus on what it feels like to not have it, then it's going to heal.
Beautiful. Well stated. And when do you think my doctor said I'll be ready to go back to work. She said off through the 22nd, which is a Friday. So when do you think I'll go back to work? Will it be at the end of this month? Will it be April or what?
You know, I can't honestly give you a timeline right now because when it comes to your healing process, it varies from person to person. And there is no timeline on something like that with the circumstances you're currently in. You have to play it out. Not even the universe is going to be able to give you a timeline on that one.
But you do see her extending it.
I'm sorry?
But you do see her extending my time off, my doctor.
I did tell you you would get the extension. That's correct.
That sounds very good.
But you also have to see it, envision it, because remember, any psychic or any intuitive can tell you the answer, but if you constantly are worried about the date, then you only would delay your own story. You have to start trusting yourself and really just understanding that the universe has your back. You don't have the universe's back. The universe got your back. And when you start thinking that way, you start to feel like you're very grounded and on top of the mountain. So you, like Adam says, you got to quiet the mind. You really have to quiet the mind and truly surrender and realizing that your life is already written out for you. It's how you choose to receive it. And if you constantly choose to receive it in fear, that's all you're going to get. So remember, time is an illusion. If we know that the universe will put us in the right situation, then we must trust.
Yes, and I do agree that saved by the bell, in a sense, I've been picked up when I've needed it. And I'll be 68 on July the 6th, but I don't want to start my Social Security for at least another year because the longer you wait, the more you get. So I do have that safety net, but I'd hate to start it right now. But
I'm going to stop you right there, okay?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Everything that needs to happen will. God has got your back, okay? So whatever is for your highest good, whatever is for your most highest well-being, okay? God already knows what you're trying to accomplish. God already is trying to meet you halfway. Now, you do the things that meet him halfway, too. But it will happen. Stop worrying. Be happy. I want you to play that song every day. Stop worrying. Be happy. Whatever that Kokomo, whatever that song is. You know, people might know what I'm talking about here. But
don't worry, be happy,
okay? Yeah. Play
and
that
you said
song
the left side
every freaking day. You're over there spazzing. This is what I mean by stress. This is how a demon was able to come in and push you over and make you fall and make everything else go chaotic.
You know what?
And then
you really are amazing, Adam, because when you said that, I have a very good, clear memory. And I remember before I stepped down, I was thinking, well, it's a little bit deeper than what I'm comfortable with, but I think I'm okay. So you're right. It was a studied decision on my part to go ahead and step down from the sidewalk to the pavement. I'm pretty aware at all times, and I've been read by you before, and I find you just amazing, wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that acknowledgement, and thank you for the update about the thing in the forehead, okay? But really want you to understand it's going to be okay. Stop spazzing.
And you know what, Adam? Regarding this job that I applied for online last Sunday, I'm putting it in God's hands. If God feels it's for my highest good, then it's mine.
Precisely. Sometimes, you know, we might get the job we really want, sometimes not. But, you know, who's to say there was a job you wanted 10 years ago really bad, you didn't get it, but if you had gotten it and God gave you what you wanted at that point, who's to say you would be alive today? Because maybe you would have met someone there that would become a psycho killer. You know, you never know. Just trust.
Adam, my God, I was making terrific money. About 18 years ago, I was a blackjack dealer in Baccarat Hill at a major casino in South Lake Tahoe. And
yeah,
I was married to a horrible person.
I'm not trying to be egotistic, but that's exactly what I was just picking up on. The timeline was a little off. Go on.
And you know what? I know that I've been protected because I got divorced from him, but he was like a stalker. And I made good money, and he controlled me, and he got all my money and just splittered it away. And I got another job by the grace of God. I don't make what I made before, but Adam, you're just amazing, because I think that if I had stayed in South Lake Tahoe, I would not be alive now.
Oh, I know. But that's what, you know, those situations can be very dangerous.
Yes. And I was like a lamb. I'm a very good person. But I've learned some hard lessons, and one of them is to stand up for myself, and the other one is, if you don't have respect for me, I don't have any time for you.
I got you.
But I am an advocate for people, and I'm a gentle soul, but I come to life. If I know how to help somebody, I'm in the health insurance field right now. And it gives me a thrill to advocate for people and to do God's work.
You know what? I make pennies. So if you want to reach out and get me some insurance, hey. I'm just being funny. I understand. But maybe you need to laugh a little bit, okay?
I do.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for calling in. We're going to leave it at that today.
All right. Well, God bless, and maybe next time we talk, I'll tell you that God willed me to get that wonderful job, and I am a Christian, and I believe that you are too, and it's been a privilege and an honor.
Thank you. Well, I'm a universal spiritualist. I believe in Christ, but I believe that God has many different paths. Everything goes back to God in the end anyway.
Uh-huh.
Have a good night.
God bless. Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye. All right, Lily, you got any closing statements for tonight?
No, all I can say is really take advantage of this full moon and, you know, honor the universe, honor yourself, work on the trigger, work on being balanced, and work on just knowing that everything is there for you, that what you're supposed to have, and just trust the process.
Right. Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you, Lolita, for joining us on today's show. Once more, it's an honor to co-host with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we're going to do a shout-out tonight to one of our most wonderful co-workers, Christy. When we get clients in that really need healing, we send them over to our co-worker, Christy. I do the warrior stuff, get rid of the bad juju, you know, but Christy really comes in with the healing of the emotions and the healing with the life impressions from their past. So shout out to Christy. If anyone wants to get a emotional healing done, please reach out to us. This is energetic healing. It's a lot different than what most people go through. We'll be more than happy to hook you up with her. Also, please don't forget to check out our website over at merlinsstaff.com. You can now schedule your private reading and sessions with me through the website directly, and that links up to my calendar, so I have access to that 24/7 and get alerts when you set up an appointment. Please, if you want to reach out to me directly, go over to my website and go to the Contact Us page. The link to our old website is also within the show description page. So please go check that out. It is available if you want to use that one. Once more, we want to wish everyone tonight namaste, love, light. Okay? Good night.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all namaste, love, and healing.